Welcome to Mission Growth Unplugged, where we learn, grow, and thrive. It's Smalls here, and today we are going to talk about the waiting room, navigating the path to your dreams. The waiting room is a journey of patience, perseverance, and purpose. It's a space we all find ourselves in at some point. A place between where we are and where we aspire to be. In the waiting room, time seems to stand still, and we wrestle feelings of uncertainty, doubt, and the unknown. But it's also a place of profound transformation. Navigating the space requires resilience, faith, and a willingness to embrace the lessons that are hidden within the waiting. It's about finding meaning in the moments between the milestones. It's about trusting in the process and staying true to our vision even when the path ahead is unclear. In the waiting room, we discover that every setback, every delay, is a vital part of our journey. A chance to grow, a chance to learn, and ultimately, a chance to soar. So as we navigate the twists and turns of life's waiting room, let us remember the journey is where we find our truest self and the courage to pursue our dreams. Let's listen in. Do you know anyone that enjoys waiting? Even when we go to the doctor's office, there's a 15-minute arrival time. Please arrive 15 minutes early. We get there 15 minutes early. We spend 15 minutes filling out paperwork. After we fill out the paperwork, we are put in a room where we have to wait for 30 minutes and talk to Bob from accounting about the weather when all we really, really want to do is go see the doctor. We eventually get to see the doctor and it ends up being a 5-minute conversation and he sends us on our way. Sometimes life has us in the waiting room. And we don't like sitting in the waiting room. But between your desired end and between where you're at now, there's often a season of waiting. There's often a season where you don't feel things happening. And whenever you're in a situation where you don't feel things happening, you end up feeling discouraged and defeated. The thing that we need to understand is that waiting is a part of the growth process. The seed is planted into ground, but as soon as the seed is planted into the ground, there's a whole operation that is happening under ground. And you could look and say, well, this seed is just waiting to sprout. But the truth is the seed is working. And as soon as whatever your desire, as soon as you made a decision that, hey, this is something I desire and I'm going to work towards it, that seed went to work. But between planting and harvest, there's the season of waiting. We live in a microwave generation. I often say it. That's just saying that we want things quick and in a hurry. We want things yesterday. If we pull up to a Starbucks and they are late with our drink, we got a little attitude. Hey, what's going on? What's taking y'all so long? But one of the things about waiting is there are certain things that are developed in our waiting, whatever that situation is, if you allow it to develop you. We often get the concept of patience and waiting mixed up. Patience is how you act while you're waiting. But one of the things that I noticed is that I'm going to wait either way. It's not as if my frustration with my situation, my frustration with the speed at which something is moving is going to force that thing to move faster because you can't rush the seed. It's got to be planted and processed in the ground. So what do you do between now and then? What do you do between, hey, I want to accomplish this, and hey, I did accomplish this? It is very often that we mistake slow movement for no movement. I'm going to say that again. It's very often that we mistake slow movement for no movement. The only way a dream does not come true is if you give up on said dream. And what we tend to do is, because we assume that slow movement is no movement, we give up on our dreams, when the truth is, you might be closer than you could even imagine, but you're so focused on the speed at which it's coming. I heard Vic Blend say something on social the other day that I thought was great. He said, direction is more important than speed. Direction is more important than speed. And all that's saying is that most of us want to get there. We want to get it fast. And if you're in a situation where it feels like whatever you're working on is taking a long time, what I want to say to you is that there are some things that are being developed on the inside of you that will sustain you when that success hits. Because if you just hit fast forward and you just pass the class real quickly, you don't have all of the ingredients it takes to have a lasting impact on your life in the life of others. Direction is more important than speed. And so it's very important that we stop looking at how far we have to go and learn to appreciate how far we've come, because direction is more important than speed. So what do we do when we're waiting? I would submit to you that what you do while you're waiting, while you're in that waiting period, it directly affects the result that you have when you're on the other side of waiting, when you're on the other side of that season. As far as our mentality goes, in the waiting season, it's very important that you focus on action. Focus on action. I believe the worst thing that you can do in your waiting season is to stay stagnant and throw a pity party. A waiting season doesn't have to be a season of stagnation, because remember, you're being developed. You're underground. You're being processed. And you are having things equipped in you that are going to sustain your success in the future. And I've often said that although you can't do everything, you can do something. And so one of our mentalities in the waiting season, it has to be, okay, so I'm not there yet. What is a little step that I can take today that'll put me further ahead than I was yesterday? I can't have the whole thing right now, but what is a little step that I can take in the right direction, all the while remembering that the direction is more important than the speed? So the first thing we need to do is we need to focus on action and focus on, what can I do with where I'm at? What can I do with what I have? The next thing you do is, once you figure out what you can do in this waiting season, do it consistently. Strive for consistency. You see, it is what we do every day that matters a lot more than what we do every once in a while. And so in our waiting season, it's very important that we are not only just focused on taking action, but we say, hey, I am going to make a commitment to consistently take this action, no matter what happens, until my breakthrough shows up. Because I believe in what I'm doing. Nobody else has to co-sign on what you're doing. You believe in what you're doing. And since you believe in what you're doing, although you're in the waiting room, take a moment, figure out exactly what actions you can take, and then make a commitment to take those actions every single day. It is often that consistency is better than intensity. And we get so used to things being intense in our lives. We get addicted to that feeling of intensity. We get addicted to the feeling of intensity to the point where if things are not intense, we feel like we're not really living. But there are things that this waiting room awards you that you are not awarded when you're living this life of constant intensity. Another thought when it comes to consistency is that consistency in any area breeds trust. So is it possible that your consistent actions towards your goal end up telling God or whatever it is you believe in that not only do I want it, but you can trust me with it? Consistency breeds trust. And trust in a relationship allows freedom, and freedom pulls you towards success in an area. So what do we do? What do we do while we're waiting? Some practical things that I have for you. The very first thing you want to do is take the waiting room as a time to embrace learning. Because in the waiting room, things are slower, which means you are now giving the thought, you are now giving the gift of thinking, and you're giving the gift of learning and making yourself better for when you get out of the waiting room. The next thought is to use the period as a time of reflection. The waiting room is a great place to focus on gratitude because, again, you're not stuck in the intensity of life and things are slowing down and you're able to actually see all the good in your life. So embrace learning in the waiting room. Use it as a time for reflection. And number three is to continue planning. Because remember, we talked about in the waiting room, we are focused on action and we're focused on consistency, right? The plan should not stop just because you do not feel like you're moving forward. Number four, allow creativity to flow. You and I were created to be creative. You and I, we feel at our best when we're being creative. Now, it's not going to look the same for every single person, but we get that feeling of satisfaction when we came up with something or we were creative in an area and it worked out. When we wanted to put something together and we were able to put it together. These are the moments, any moment that you're able to be super creative, these are the moments that you value. And that is what you were here, put here to do. Next is self-care. Don't beat yourself up in the waiting room. A lot of people in the waiting room, let's think practically, they get depressed, they stop getting dressed, they stop showering, they stop doing the things that they were doing before they got into the waiting room. And the last thing you want to do is stop the things that you were doing before you entered the waiting room. Because what you're going to do is you're going to prolong your time in the waiting room. But it is important to be consistent, even if it's not intense at this time, to be consistent in the waiting room. And the last one is begin to explore. Begin to explore all the possibilities. Because not only are you learning new things in the waiting room, not only are you reflective in the waiting room and you're showing gratitude in the waiting room, not only are you continuing your plan in the waiting room, but this is also the opportunity to see things like you've never seen it before. Whenever things slow down, your vision gets clearer. Whenever the hecticness and the chaos of life begins to slow down, it's almost as if the blinders are removed. And there could be something that you are staring at every single day that you never saw how it could be different, or you never saw a different side of it, that your time in the waiting room of life and through exploration, you then begin to see it through a different lens. Ultimately, allow the season of a waiting room to be a time of valuable self-discovery, of personal growth, and ultimately of preparation. I know it's hard, but I want to tell you that the reason that it's hard is because you're really, really close. I heard someone the other day say, whenever we call Uno, you guys know the game Uno. Whenever we call Uno, that's when people start hitting you with the draw fours. That's when the reverse cards start coming out. That's when the challenges really start coming in the game of Uno, because you're about to win. And if you're going through something, What I want to tell you is that you're a lot closer than you think you are. And don't allow the season of waiting to convince you that nothing's happened. You're in the right place. Even if it's not happening as fast as you would like it. And if you find out that you're in the wrong place, the waiting room will reveal that too. But all in all, what you have to focus on is having the courage to continue. Most people give up in the waiting room, and then they end up looking back 20, 30 years later and wondering what happened. Do not give up in the waiting room. Continue. Continue in little ways, continue in large ways, but whatever you do, continue. Thank you for listening to Mission Growth Unplugged. Always remember, growth is a journey, not a destination. I'm in it with you. And before you go, the music for Mission Growth Unplugged was composed and produced by Terrence Michael Smalls. Mission Growth Unplugged is for educational purposes only. It does not constitute professional advice. Listeners should consult relevant professionals for their specific needs. The host and guests are not liable for any actions taken based on the podcast content. Cool? Cool. On to the next.